American Language Course, Tape 1302B. Listen to this conversation about travel in the United States.
I'll be in the United States 6 months. I want to see all I can. How can I travel?
Most people travel by car. Roads are usually good. Many people drive to and from work every day. We like to take vacations in cars. We can go where we want to and stop where we want to.
But I don't have a car. Is there any other way to travel?
If you have a lot of time and need to travel cheaply, you can go by bus. You can see the country and meet some interesting people.
Can't I travel by train?
Train travel is more expensive, but it is faster than bus travel. It is also more comfortable. If you travel at night, you can sleep in a berth on a Pullman.
I really don't have much time.
Then you should go by plane. This is expensive, but it is fast. It takes a few hours to fly across the country.
Now listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
I'll be in the United States 6 months. I want to see all I can. How can I travel?
Most people travel by car. Roads are usually good. Many people drive to and from work every day. We like to take vacations in cars. We can go where we want to and stop where we want to.
But I don't have a car. Is there any other way to travel?
If you have a lot of time and need to travel cheaply, you can go by bus. You can see the country and meet some interesting people.
Can't I travel by train?
Train travel is more expensive. But it is faster than bus travel. It is also more comfortable. If you travel at night, you can sleep in a berth on a Pullman.
I really don't have much time.
Then you should go by plane. This is expensive, but it is fast. It takes a few hours to fly across the country.
Let's practice some vocabulary from this conversation. Listen and repeat.
Birth. A berth is a bed on a train. You must reserve a berth in advance. Can you sleep comfortably in a berth? Comfortable. Travel by train is comfortable. This is a comfortable car. Is that chair comfortable? Gasoline. A car runs on gasoline. Gasoline is expensive in many countries. How much gasoline is in your car? Pullman. You can sleep in a Pullman. Pullmans are more expensive than other cars. You must reserve a Pullman berth in advance. To and from. I go to and from work by car. Do you travel to and from school every day? He made the trip to and from town.
Listen carefully to the following sentences.
There are four ways to travel in the U.S. These are by bus, car, train, or plane. Bus travel is cheap but slow. Train travel is comfortable. Air travel is fast but expensive. Most people like to travel by car.
Now listen to the sentences again and repeat them.
There are four ways to travel in the U.S. These are by bus, car, train, or plane. Bus travel is cheap but slow. Train travel is comfortable. Air travel is fast but expensive. Most people like to travel by car.
You will now hear some questions about these sentences. Listen to them carefully and answer the questions. Then repeat the correct answer. Example.
How can I travel in the United States?
I can travel by bus, car, train, or plane.
I can travel by bus, car, train, or plane.
I can travel by bus, car, train, or plane.
What is the cheapest way to travel? The cheapest way to travel is by bus. Is bus travel fast or slow? Bus travel is slow. Is train travel comfortable? Yes, train travel is comfortable. Which is the most expensive way to travel? The most expensive way to travel is by plane. What is the fastest way to travel? The fastest way to travel is by plane. How do most people like to travel? Most people like to travel by car.
Let's practice some sentences using the comparative and superlative forms of the adjective. Listen to the sentences and repeat them.
My car is old. My car is not as old as yours. Your car is older than mine. John's car is the oldest. The weather was bad yesterday. The weather is not as bad today as yesterday. The weather was worse yesterday than today. The weather last week was the worst this month. Jane is a beautiful girl. Mary is not as beautiful as Jane. Jane is more beautiful than Mary. Alice is the most beautiful girl. This food tastes good. This food doesn't taste as good as that. That food tastes better than this. That is the best food we've had. I have little time. He hasn't as little time as I have. I have less time than he has. I have the least time. Your problem is difficult. My problem is not as difficult as yours. My problem is less difficult than yours. John has the least difficult problem. How much money do you have? I don't have as much money as John. John has more money than I. Bill has the most money.
We've learned two ways to form the future tense. In the following sentences, change the going to form to will. Repeat the correct response. Example.
John's going to go to Denver soon.
John will go to Denver soon.
John will go to Denver soon.
John will go to Denver soon.
The mechanic is going to fix the car. The mechanic will fix the car. They're going to go swimming tomorrow. They'll go swimming tomorrow. We're going to go dancing next Saturday. We'll go dancing next Saturday. The students are going to listen to a tape. The students will listen to a tape. Are you going to read some books? Will you read some books? It isn't going to snow next week. It won't snow next week. Who is going to see the doctor today? Who will see the doctor today? What are they going to do tonight? What will they do tonight? Where is he going to live next? Where will he live next? Which program are you going to listen to? Which program will you listen to?
Let's practice some questions and answers in the future tense. Listen and then repeat them.
Will you leave next week?
Yes, we'll leave next week. No, we won't leave next week.
Will he be late?
Yes, he'll be late. No, he won't be late.
Will she speak English?
Yes, she'll speak English. No, she won't speak English.
Will they get up at 6?
Yes, they'll get up at 6. No, they won't get up at 6.
Will you travel by bus?
Yes, I'll travel by bus. No, I won't travel by bus. This is the end of tape 1302B.